back. Yep, boys and girls, they are setting it up. The cones are coming back. Oh my goodness. Surprise, surprise.
If a government claims a right, and then their claim is that they derive these rights from the people.
Right.
Well, how can people give a group rights that they don't themselves have?
To steal from each other.
Right. If we can't tax people, like I can't tax you, where exactly does government derive this right from? And once you realize that the goal ought to be as voluntary a society as possible. Now, how exactly you achieve that, how far you can push that is debatable, but certainly that should be the goal. That if government is providing a service for you, well then why does it need to be provided by force?
Mainstream media, the politicians, the lies after lies after lies. You know, if they tell the truth, it's a shock. When they let out a little bit of truth, it's amazing because they tell so many lies. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Kershaw County Liberty Report. I'm your host, Jeff Maddox. And it's incredible to me that more and more people don't see the lies, to see the false. You know, a lot of times I say they're blind. They can't see. They can't hear the truth. They can't see the truth. They can't hear the truth. They just don't know what the truth is. Because there's been so many lies. It's like looking for a needle in a haystack. If you don't even know that there is a needle in that haystack, you're not even going to look for it. You just see a bunch of hay. It just amazes me. The lack of interest, the lack of truth. Most people know, they'll tell you in a heartbeat that the politicians lie, that the mainstream media lies. And yet every one of them watches mainstream media, listens to politicians. You know, this presidential selection game show. There's a lot of people that'll tell you, you know, it doesn't matter who you vote for, you get the same thing. And yet, they're Trumpers. They think, oh, we have to do this. Otherwise, you know, there's going to be another 4 years of Biden or camel toe or it's just going to get worse and worse and worse. Even though Trump is the father of the vaccine. That's what he'll tell you. That's what he tells you. I'm the father of the vaccine. I saved millions and millions of lives, is what he said. He's the one that gave us the lockdowns, the social distance, wear the mask. And yet, now he's our savior. He's going to save us from the deep state. That was the deep state. That wasn't them. See how they went after him with the Russia thing? You know, Russia, Russia, Russia. The This is... The people can't see through the lie. Perhaps it's that they just... They gotta believe in something. And see how they're attacking Trump. Oh, they're gonna take all his money and all. What a clown show has got you amazed, doesn't it? You know, these people lie and lie and lie. Who shot JFK? Who was in on it? Most people believe that the government was in on it. CIA and mafia and all that. But yet, oh, the government is good. I mean, yeah, they lie, but, you know, they're good. The Constitution and all that, you know. We're all living a lie. You know, when your local politicians are busy proclamating. There was a county council meeting on Tuesday that I just can't bring myself to go to these damn things anymore. Because they're full of lies and they're full of crapola. They run like a church, you know, up on the dais. Yeah, you got to be up on the dais. We're special because we're on the dais. And they get up there and they proclamate, oh, this time it was, we're going to declare that April's 11th or 16th or 17th or whatever, some damn day, is Military Children's Appreciation Day. And Chairwoman Katie Gwin, who is a National Guard, can't fly a helicopter no more because she had a mental breakdown or whatever back in Fort Hood. Never deployed, never flew a Apache helicopter in war. But anyway, she put on the agenda the proclamation. And so they go up and they proclamate, and all of them vote unanimously to proclamate and celebrate the dependents, the military brats is what I'm a brat. My daddy was 30 years Air Force chaplain. I've told y'all that many times before. So we're celebrating the brats. Thank you, brats, for your service, your sacrifice. They didn't sacrifice. They were stuck there. They were stuck there by their parents volunteering to go and serve the beast. Didn't matter what the orders were. No. I don't want to go to jail if I disobey this unconstitutional order, this immoral order to go kill the brown people for oil or territory or whatever reason that the deep state has. I follow orders. So we're celebrating those poor kids that were stuck in this. They didn't have any choice in the matter. Proclamation. And then they had the wrestling team from North Central, and they proclamated how wonderful they are that they won the little wrestling tournament or whatever. And they go up and they take all their pictures and all. And everything's beautiful and wonderful. And everybody wants the accolades of the state. And they give you this pretty little frame, little proclamation and all that you can hang somewhere of, you know, maybe on your I Love Me wall or whatever. This is the story of the state. The state creates itself to be a religion. You know, you got to be proud to be part of the state. You got to sing the songs, and you got to pledge allegiance. And then they got their own version of the Bible. It's called the Constitution, and the laws that come with it. And You know, the Bible's a pretty long book, but you take a look at the their Bible. Their Bible fills volumes and volumes and volumes. Go to the South Carolina State House. Go to the back doors back there. Look through the glass, and you'll see their Bible. Their Bible is law book after law book after law book after law book after law book. There's a whole wall in there. Must be two stories tall. Just book after book after book after book of laws, rules, regulations under the USC code. Blah, 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 blah. Pirates code. It's the Admiralty law. It's the we make it up as we go law. We don't have to obey God's law. We just make our own damn law. What the hell? That's what it is, ladies and gentlemen. It's this idea that we can make our own laws. Especially if we make a deal with the devil, he'll give us all the riches that we want in this life, as long as we do his bidding. That's why you got all these pedophiles and just sick people all over Congress. There might be a handful of Congress men, women, whatever, that aren't paid for, that aren't blackmailed, that aren't in the pocket of the evil ones, the people that think they run the world. It may be a handful there are not, but the majority, the vast majority of them are sold out. They've sold their souls. Same thing in your local level. They're always, you know, conniving and making deals and all behind the scenes and everything, you know. You push this and I'll do this for you and all that. Because everybody wants control of the gun, of the monopoly on force. And that is the basic root of government. If it wasn't for a monopoly on forcing people to do things, under the illusion of representative government, if it wasn't for that, nobody would give a damn. Nobody would care anything about it because it didn't have that power. Corporations grovel at the altar of the state and tithe to it in massive amounts to get what they want. All the people call the congressmen. They go out to see the congressmen and ask them to do this and ask them to do that. And they go out and they put up signs and promote this man and that woman for representing them. I'm as guilty as any other. I've done the same foolish thing. Nobody can represent me. They're all dirty. They're all rotten. They all lie. And when they get in these positions of power, their head begins to swell. What is the saying? Power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. Well, you can see it. You can see it in your local politicians. You can see it in your state politicians. You can see it in the federal politicians. There's no denying it. It's self-evident. So, what are you going to do? This is a rough road right here. You know, this always gives me a good example of how good government is, how efficient government is. Everybody wants to know about who's going to build the roads. Well, look at what you got. You don't think anybody could do any better job than this? The rough road roads in disrepair, bridges disrepair, falling down. And every time you turn around, oh, we need more money. We need more money. It's all a lie. Government is inefficient, expensive, and doesn't do what it's supposed to do. If it's supposed to do anything. You know, then you talk about, you know, it's supposed to represent the people. And there was a guy that said, you know, the best government, government is the closest to the people and governs the least. Well, look at what we got today. The county government is the weakest government on the hierarchy. Then comes the state government, which mandates all kinds of stuff for the local government, your county government, to do. Then you got the federal government, who mandates and dictates and all what the state's got to do. Who has more power? Well, I'd give you that the federal government has more power than the state, and the state has more power than the county to dictate to us. The furthest away from the individual is what controls the individual. Is this the way limited government is supposed to work? I submit to you that it's not. The reverse. The county should be, if you're going to have limited government, the county should be the strongest government. It should dictate to the state. The state should dictate to the federal government. That's the way it's limited government would work, but it's not. And was it designed to do that? That's another fine question. Was it designed to do and become what we have today? Let's think about that. Let's contemplate about that. What you have been told your entire life is a lie. Any of you guys been following the new WHO treaty, the World Health Organization treaty? And some of the Mickey Mouse stuff that they're doing in there. This is another way to put more and more central control on the human farm, the plantation of Slavelandia. And these things are always done in little increments. And then every now and then you get a great spurt of centralization. And a lot of times war is when a lot of this comes along, these great changes. After World War I, we had the beginnings of world government with the formation of the, and now I forgot the damn thing. And right after World War I, we had the formation of the League of Nations. And that didn't quite gain enough traction and all. And so after World War II, the Rockefellers donated a bunch of property up there in New York City. And the formation of the United Nations. Now, the premise was that the United Nations would be where all conflicts are resolved and the world comes together in kumbaya. Well, that hadn't worked out too well, has it? The UN has facilitated more destructions and chaos throughout the world than peace and harmony have been able to create all kinds of genocidal mass murder campaigns in third world countries. A lot of this World Health Organization, Bill Gates, you gotta hate these dinging cars. Every time you turn around, they're dinging about something, telling you something. Like we're a bunch of damn idiots. I think we are. It's an idiocracy. Remember the movie Idiocracy? I thought it was fiction. I'm beginning to believe it's a documentary. Kind of like They Live. You don't even need the glasses to tell who these people are. But the WHO, along with all kinds of NGOs, Gavi and all the Bill Gates organizations and all, have been experimenting on mankind, if you will, to figure out a way to sterilize or long-term kill, or in big pharma, profits are made off of sickness, disease, and not health and you know, good welfare. It's kind of like the mRNAs, you know, those injections are not about making you healthy. They're about making profits, long-term, short-term profits off the slaves of Slavelandia, who are, in some cases, worth more dead than they are alive. Because every slave on the plantation, you know, it is a commodity to be traded. And, you know, you want to ensure your things. And so it is that the corporation also insures the cattle. I mean, you know, if one of the chattel dies, he can't produce any more profit for the corporation, and essentially it's a loss. So that's when the insurance pays off. These are things people don't consider because they don't consider themselves animals on the farm. And the pigs run the show. All animals are equal, but some more equal than others. The lessons of Animal Farm are as relevant today, perhaps more relevant today, than they were when that was written. It's amazing to see what has happened. And Carlin was right. George Carlin was right. He was pointing out the truth. And the best comedy is the truth. Look at Jimmy Dore. Now, Jimmy Dore is leftist as leftist gets. He believes, you know, that you can have free health care for all, and if you have good representation, you can have free health care for everybody, will be happy. Well, on the other side, the R's, the Republicans, or the right side, they say, you know, oh, it's the welfare system and blah, blah, blah. And if we had good people in there, everything would be good. And we, both sides believe that if they had the right people in there, they can have good government. My position is government is never good. And it's like a fire, and if you don't control that fire, it'll burn everything around you, including you. And that's what comes right back to the chains. Putting the chains on this evil, this fire. I'm not sure that you can. I am not convinced at all that there are enough chains that can be placed on this thing we call government, on a monopoly on violence, to hold it. The founder said you had to be a vigilant, moral people to keep the republic. You know, Benjamin Franklin was quoted when the lady asked him, Mr. Franklin, what have you given us? And he said, a republic, ma'am, if you can keep it. I often add that he probably chuckled. Because inevitably, there is no chain that can bind this evil. And so it metastasizes like a cancer. Slowly weakens the body. And then the next thing you know, you got stage 4. And it's just running turbo cancer. A new term that we hear all the time now. So the United States of America has turbo cancer. Out of control government. The chains are off. There is no wall. Even right now they're talking about extending part of the Patriot Act, the FISA, the warrantless spying. And the funny thing is, it doesn't matter if they let that sunset or whether they authorize it or not, because the state is so out of control now that it is on cruise control of self-destruction and murder. But the interesting thing about that is that your owners, the plantation owners of Slavelandia, and all the Slavelandias around the world, 195, 6, whatever the hell it is now, all of them are just playing us the fool, because this corporation is ready and in need of restructuring. What's going to replace it? Maybe Russia's Slavelandia and China's Slavelandia, all of which they control anyway. Just think of it as a cartel of mafioso who, yeah, they have turf wars and all, but essentially they have their territories, and they have their own management style, and they have their own extortion programs and insurance, if you will. And they're all the time scrambling and all, but overall there's a godfather, if you will. And the godfather is the man that nobody seems to notice, and nobody seems to care. What was it Paul Harvey said one time? He said, the greatest thing that the devil ever did is convince everybody that he's not real. That's it. He's not real. God's real, but the devil, he's not real. Good and evil, the spiritual battle that we're in. It's quite interesting. Said oftentimes, it's the 6 inches between your ears that is the where the war is taking place. War is won by inches, not miles. And if you can confine, confuse the owner of those 6 inches to the point where he, she, they, or them don't know what is and is not truth. Just like a computer. Garbage in, garbage out. It's going to reach the conclusion of those who control the information going in and out. That's where we're at. So while we mess around and play around and struggle to pay our bills and bitch, moan, whine, and cry about government this and government that and how high inflation is, and in the meantime, you're fed garbage in and spitting garbage out. As the management of the plantation of Slavelandia begins the great cull of the herd. So what are the limits of government? I mean, we claim that, you know, the Constitution limits the government. It puts chains on the government. They can't do anything against the Constitution. But we see that they violate the Constitution on a regular basis. For example, let's look at war. We haven't had a declared war since World War II. Where have we been? Let's see, Korea, Vietnam, Serbia. We've had covert wars all over South America and Africa. We got Iraq, 1 and 2. We got Libya. We got Syria. We got Afghanistan. None of these declared. Clearly against the Constitution. We've got all kinds of examples of violating Constitution. Then we have all these mandates and directives that come down from the federal government that's attached to transportation funds or education funds or whatever, where they say, you know, we'll give you this money, but you got to do this, this, and this. And every single time it does away with individuals, individual choice. It's the big collective, the 320 million collective that it's good for. But in order to have limited government, it has to be limited. The power of it has to be limited to a localized area. It has to be limited to as small a group as possible. The bigger the group that it quote-unquote represents, the larger the government's going to be. The more violations it's going to do, the more tax revenue that it requires. So if you're going to have government, it's got to be limited. Limited in size, limited in scope, and limited to local. Now, before the Constitution, there was already colonies, which we call states now. But when they formed the federal government, they created a big government over all of them. Oh, with the states' rights and all this. When the states' rights, they died in the Civil War. That's why they say that you can't leave the Union. The Civil War ended all that. You can't leave. So basically, the states are subsidiaries of the federal government now. And the counties are subsidiaries of the state. And they're all just one great big corporation living together. So what do you want? Do you want limited government, or do you want this big monstrosity? And everybody says, well, you got to do it. You got to do it. You got to do what they say. Why? The only thing that they hold over your head is fear. Fear of reprisal. Fear of legal ease. Fear of... All they promote is fear. Fear of a virus. Fear of terrorists. Fear of broken airplanes. Fear, 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 fear. And then you got the mainstream media, the Mockingbird media, the CIA-controlled media, who, because of Mr. Bill Clinton, can now propagandize you, have been doing that just that. So, do you want limited government or what? You have to turn your back on these people. Just like the colonists did when they turned their back on the king. Or his Stamp Act and taxes and stupid regulations. But here in America, we've been subject to this propaganda since the Civil War. I don't know why they call it Civil War. It wasn't civil at all. But, ladies and gentlemen, look, do you want freedom? Do you want limited government? Do you want that for your kids and your grandkids? I mean, are you willing to sacrifice? I don't see that many people willing to sacrifice anything. They're too busy trying to just scrape along and do the best they can and keep their head down. Don't speak out. They've got you beat down to the point now, oh, it won't do any good. It doesn't do any good. It doesn't do any good. There ain't nothing we can do. Oh, whiny, whiny, whiny. That's all you hear. When truth be known, there's a whole lot more of us than there are of them. And when you speak out, other people feel emboldened. And they may seek you out. And they might come and speak out themselves. They might get involved with politics or the GOP or the Democrats or whatever. But if they do, they will start asking questions and they'll start doing their own homework or find places that will tell them the truth. And they'll start to wake up and realize the same thing that I have and many others have over many years is that everything that the government tells us is a lie, mixed with just enough truth for people to be able to point out and say, well, what about that time? What about that one? They don't lie about everything. They're using that truth to spin you a lie. That's what it's all about. Ladies and gentlemen, they want to cull the population. They want to kill a vast majority of the people on this planet. Whether they be black, yellow, brown, or white. And they'll divide you on those very lines, black, yellow, brown, and white. Get you fighting amongst each other when we all bleed red. The psychopath, control freak, Satanist. And I know some people say, oh, they're not all Satanists and all. No, they're not all Satanists. But the ones at the top, the ones in the know, they are. They are Luciferians. And the other ones are getting caught into, you know, envy and lust and greed and all that is used against them to put them in the right places, blackmail them and control them for the system to work. And they get rewarded vastly. Look at Nancy Pelosi. I don't know, hundreds of millions of dollars from being a senator. She's in the House. Look at all of them. They're millionaires when they come out of there. I should tell you something. Look at all of them that have been caught and thrown out. Dennis Hastert. Look at the ones that haven't. Weren't caught, but were guilty as hell. The Bushes, Clinton, all of them. The American dream is just that. Like Carlin said, you got to be asleep to believe it. Abolish and replace. That's what the Declaration of Independence said. When the long train of abuses become so tyrannical you can't stand it anymore, the people have the right to abolish and replace that government with whatever they decide. And this time they decided on the Constitution. Now, my belief is they knew, the people that secretly did this in Philadelphia at the Continental Congress, Constitutional Convention, I believe they knew that it was going to grow to be a tyrannical government. How long are we going to believe the fairy tale? The fairy tale that they told us. That they love us. Don't you know? That's it, ladies and gentlemen. The Liberty Report. Hope y'all enjoyed it. Hope you'll come back to see us again. Freedom is not free, and it may even cost you your life, but that's a price worth paying. Till next time.
The government claims a right and then their claim is that they derive these rights from the people.
Right.
Well, how can people give a group rights that they don't themselves have?
To steal from each other.
Right, if we can't tax people, like I can't tax you, where exactly does government derive this right from? Once you come to, you realize that the goal ought to be as voluntary a society as possible. Now, how exactly you achieve that, how far you can push that is debatable, but certainly that should be the goal. That if government is providing a service for you, well then why does it need to be provided by force?